Towards the end of January 624, Muhammad received a revelation while he was leading the Friday prayers and made the congregation turn around and pray in the direction of Mecca instead of Jerusalem. They would now face the house built by Abraham, the man of pure faith. "We have seen thee, O Prophet," said God, "often turn thy face towards heaven for guidance. And now we shall indeed make thee turn too in prayer in a direction which will fulfil thy desire. Turn then thy face towards the inviolable house of worship. And wherever you all may be, turn your faces towards it in prayer." It was a reminder that they were not following any of the established religions, but God himself. It was a declaration of independence. Muslims need no longer feel that they were following lamely in the footsteps of the older faiths. "Hold them not in awe," God said, "but stand in awe of me and obey me." The new Qibla, or direction of prayer, delighted both the emigrants and the helpers and would bind them more closely together. They all loved the Kaaba, which was more deeply rooted in Arab tradition than the distant city of Jerusalem. But there was a problem. The Kaaba was in Mecca, and relations with the Quraysh had recently become more strained than ever before.